Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice here on Nothing Nice Radio. We're up in here checking in a little late, a little bit after 6. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now from all over down here and that Orlando, Florida weather. It is what it is, Nothing Nice Radio, man. Shout out to BNC Music Group. Shout out to LNL Films. Shout out to MP3Wax.com. All artists and anybody that's trying to do any type of promotion, number one promotional service worldwide. Trust and believe that because, you know, we are going to California for the MP3 Wax. Salute the DJs, meet and greet in California, Los Angeles, down there. For more information, make sure you hit up my site, DJNothingNice.com, or you can give me a text. Just text me. Don't call me. Text me only. Don't call me, 704-448-3914. But go back to the MP3Wax.com. Make sure, artists, please, I'm telling you, you're going to get the bang for your buck when you do promote on the site. Trust and believe that. You're messing with real people. You know what I mean? I have to say messing because I ain't trying to do no cussing or nothing like that. But you're messing with real people, real entrepreneurs, real people that's really trying to promote and push your music and believe in the dreams that you believe in. You know what I mean? On that. And like I said, once again, shout out to LNL Films, BNC Music Group, MP3 Wax. Shout out to Good Times, Cigarello, GoodTimesEveryTime.com. If you want any more information on that, make sure you hit me up, 704-448-3914, and we'll get you that information as far as sponsoring your parties or anything like that. It's free. 21 and above, you know, must be able to get in the tobacco because I am not going to jail for anybody doing any type of illegal stuff. I'm just saying, though. I'm just throwing it out there that it is what it is. But it is what it is, man. We up here at Nothing Nice Radio. I know the owner from CJY Creatives is online. You know, I know CJ, I talked to him in the mall, you know, down here in Orlando. Chopped it up a few minutes, you know, but I'm going to get to him in a few seconds. So basically, what's going on out in the community, what's going on in the world, everybody knows, if you haven't heard about the shooting of the 9 victims, where they don't want to say it's a hate crime because the guy, you know, he was Caucasian and it was an African-American church, runs up in the church and shoots 9 people, you know. So that's the, I'm not going to say the hot topic, but that's what's going on as far as what's buzzing out here right now as far as on that side of the house. My comment on that right now is basically, I think that has a lot to do with, personally, this is not personal now, you know, I'm not Dr. Phil, I'm not anybody, shout out to Dr. Phil, anything like that, but looking from the outside in, it's more to it than just the skin color, myself, you know, it's more to it than just the skin color, it has a lot to do with what's going on mentally, me being a veteran myself and going through a lot of different things that we go through in the military, there's a lot of mental things that go on we partake in mentally, you know, it's not so much physical, but mentally. So it starts with the mental thing first, you know, coming from DJ Nothing Nice. That's my synopsis on that. So if anybody want to disagree with me, make sure you're hitting up on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, let me know your comment at DJ Nothing Nice. Make sure you follow me on all social network sites. So that's just my little tidbit on that. Of course, shout out and congratulations to Golden State, you know, doing it. Stephen Curry doing it, dropping them. About the Splash Brothers and Iggy doing his thing for the MVP, you know what I'm saying? So, but we'll see what happens next year. We'll see. Because I know LeBron James is going to be there. I know he's going to be there. I know the Cavs is going to be there. So, I mean, I'm a Knicks fan. Everybody, you know, if you don't know, you know, CJ, I know you're listening right now, but I'm a Knicks fan, bro. So, you know, I'm all the way in New York Knicks, Yankees, ride or die. So, I know it's going to be a long time unless I play the 2K15, bro. Unless I play the 2K15, then I might, you know, we might go to the NBA Finals, but we'll see what happens with that. So coming up real soon, you know, of course, we got the football season coming up. Giants fan, you already know my Giants do. And this is what I want to say to everybody that's listening right now. Please leave Tom Brady alone, man. Please leave him alone because I don't want him to get a chip on the shoulder, you know what I'm saying, and go win another Super Bowl, man. Leave him alone. If you want to talk about somebody, talk about Romo or somebody, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Dallas Cowboys fans out there. Shout out to my Dallas Cowboys fans, man. That, you know, I have to mess with y'all, man. You know, y'all my rival, so. But, you know, my only thing is it's all in good taste, man. You ain't gonna catch me betting on no game. You're not going to catch me in Vegas, you know, that throwing 10 racks on a game and losing and be like, ah, it's nothing. No, it's not going to be me. You know what I mean? I'll be the dude. I'll be like the one that supports you from the back. Like, yo, what's up? Yeah, that's me. That's DJ Nothing Nice. So, yeah. I'm gonna leave that right there. But MP3Wax.com, like I said, make sure you go to the site, man. Check it out. They got a lot of good information on there. A lot of things is popping off within the industry. And a shout out to all my people who who are dealing within the industry, whether if you're an artist, producer, promoter, and things like that. You know, all I say is, you know, when you're out there handling business, doing business, do good business. You know what I'm saying? Do good business, because your good business is what sustains you. You know what I mean? So, and I'm going to get into that a little bit more. But right now, I'm going to introduce the man of the hour right now, the man of the on the line right now, Mr. CJ. What's going on, man? Hello? Can you hear me? CJ? Yeah, I hear you now. All right, there we go, Mr. CJ. All right, yeah, there we go, Mr. CJ. Go ahead, man. What's good with you, man?
All right, how you doing? Sorry about that. I had my headphones on. I guess it wasn't working. But, yeah, I'm doing good. Appreciate you having me on the show. I really never did this before, so it's kind of new.
That's what's up. You know, we got to break you in. Yeah. We got to break you in properly. So just go ahead and tell the people who you are, what you do, and you know, why you chose the profession that you're in right now.
Oh, yeah, sure. So my name is CJ. It stands for Clarence. My last name is Young. I'm originally from North Carolina, Raleigh, the capital, so 919, the area code. But, yeah, I moved down here to Orlando. What I do is I do photography. I do video editing and videography. So that's been my professional. I've been actually doing it since I was 16. So I'm 29 now, so it's been a long time. So I've just been doing it. Okay. I have been doing it in different, you know, areas and contents and stuff like sports broadcasting, news broadcasting, live events, et cetera. So, and I'm mostly like right now into photography, portrait photography and everything, as well as video editing. I'm still strong in that because that's really where my strong passion is. So it's been an honor to like be able to work in that field, and I love it. I do. It's hard. It's not easy at all, but I love it, and that's really the reason why I'm still going at it.
All right. So let me ask you this then real quick. So what made you want to, you know, go into that field? I mean, what was it, inspirational? Was it a traditional thing? Like your dad was a videographer. His father before him was a videographer and cameraman. So that's what you're going to be. What is this? You know what I'm saying? What made you want to do that, man?
Well, actually, I started when I was young in a church. My dad's actually a pastor. And so I started, they got me into like, you know what I mean, recording good services and, you know what I mean, helping out with the production, you know what I mean, just, you know, taping everything. So I got into it that way. So I didn't even, you know, wanted to be like an actor or a scientist, stuff. So, and then throughout high school, when I was in high school, I was pursuing like computer science. Was, you know, what I was really pursuing, because that's what my dad does also, aside from, you know, pastoring. And and then the teachers, you know what I mean, just kind of like had me work, help them out with sports broadcasting. Where, you know, I ran track and played basketball, so everybody wanted to show their highlights, and I'm the only one who kind of knew how to run a camera as well. So I started, you know, doing that for the school, and then, like, I kind of fell in love with that because, you know, everybody's like, I was catching highlight dunks and highlight football passes, and, you know, I was just every game in high school. So I got into it with that, and, I mean, ever since then, I've just been riding. When I graduated from high school, I went to college. I'm majoring in broadcast production, and I started working in news, sports broadcasting, and sports news stations, like Hearst Argyle and NBC 17 and everything, ESPN. I worked there in Connecticut for about a year as a content editor. So it was awesome. I loved it, and it was a great experience. Everything just got better, and you know, then when the economy hit, it got real tough. I didn't stop. You know what I mean? I started going really more into freelancing for the first time. I really started hitting freelancing around 2008, 2009 and stuff. So that kind of kept me in the game for a little bit and everything, because it was hard actually to get jobs outside of that and stuff. But and I've been doing kind of freelance editing, video editing, videography, and I actually recently got into photography. I actually don't like photography, but people consider me to be kind of good at it. So you know, sometimes be like, hey, I don't care if you like it. You know, I really want you to do my photography for this event or for this sports program or for, you know, do a portrait. You know, I need a family photographer. And I was like, okay.
Right.
And so I just been riding along with that and everything. So it's been a ride, and you know, I'm still here. I moved down to Florida. I actually went to Full Sail University. Got my master's in entertainment business and stuff. So kind of going more into the business aspect and stuff, because it's kind of important, especially if you don't really have anybody helping you with the business aspect. So,
right.
You know, that's my story for.
So let me ask you this then. You know, I got to, you know, my mom calls me the devil's advocate, so I got to play the role. You know what I'm saying? I got to do it, bro. So what's the craziest thing you ever, you know what I'm saying, recorded videography-wise? You know, because I got to hit that. Did you do like one of those, you know, sex tapes or something? Did anybody come at you with a sex tape like, yo, I'm going to give you 40,000 to do the sex tape?
No, actually, I've never done any kind of sexual production at all.
And look,
like,
I
want to
get
in
trouble now, man. I ain't trying to get in trouble with the girl.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you told me you was out filming the kids thing. You were doing what? So I ain't trying to get you terminated. You can choose not to answer it. You know what I'm saying? You can choose not to answer it. So you can be like, I plead the fifth. So I'll be like, okay, I'll go to the next question. You know what I'm saying?
No, but that, you know, to be honest, like, a lot of people ask me that question. They be like, oh, are you have you done porn? Like, especially women, because you know they don't know me, and you know you'd be like, hey,
right,
I'm gonna do your photography. And like, you probably do porn or something. You know what I mean? I was like, so I was like, oh man. So like, I guess maybe mom, you know, I got the glasses too and stuff. You know.
It has come about
a few times.
They're going to be like, yeah, you know he's a pervert. Yeah, you know he's a pervert. Let me clear something up, bro. To my listeners, we're just joking, okay? He's not a pervert. He's good. You know, he's not a, you know, come on, because I know people are sensitive, so I have to say that. We're just kidding. Just joking.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Guys out there listening. Go ahead, man. My bad. I had to clear that up real quick. No, I don't want to buy
it. I'm not worried about
it
and stuff. I mean, like, I'm not even knocking anybody who does porn. I mean, that's a billion-dollar business in industry. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we can laugh at them, but they got the last laugh, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, believe that.
You know,
so. I ain't going to lie, because when I seen on Showtime, I seen the Sex Awards, I was like, yo, how do you get tickets to that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't gonna even lie, mom. If you're listening, I'm just being honest, mom. You know, if you're listening to me, dad, you know, my dad, he don't care, but I'm just saying, my mom, you know, she on the church too, so you know, I don't want to embarrass my mom, Dukes, and that, brother. Yeah, you know, I guess the next year, Showtime, if you're tuning in, I want some tickets to the Sex Awards. I'm just saying, I just want to see. I don't want to participate. I don't want to be at a reception. I don't want to be a receptionist.
Yeah.
I don't want to receive any awards unless you know some humanitarian. But yeah, bro. Yeah, my bad, man. I have to do that.
Hey, I hear you.
That's definitely what's up, man, on that. And so you know, the Carolinas, you know, going back and forth. So what have you seen as far as, is there any, because I know, you know, as in the DJing, you know, business or in the music business, industry business in general, you know, there's a good, there's positives and negatives about both. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. So if people were trying to follow, like, step for step with what you did, the path that you took, what would you suggest to them? So, like, you know, as far as high school, going to college, and then going back for the business, and then what would you suggest to them? And what rules do you live by daily to, you know what I'm saying, to keep yourself motivated, man?
Yeah, I mean, really just don't give up. Like, once you find something you love, you know what I mean? Like, that's the most important thing, because if you don't love it, you know what I mean? Like, all these adversaries going to come against you either way, you know what I mean? Whether you love something or you don't. So if you don't love it, then you ain't gonna have no real reason or motivation or inspiration to it. But when you love something new, you find a reason to love it. Like, you like to see people smile. That's one thing. I like to capture people's moments and stuff. So that's what
really
got me. That's what, you know, benefits me and stuff about doing recording, video editing, and everything. Editing, I love the creativity of it and stuff. I get to explore it like unlimitedly and stuff, reach the sky above and stuff. But found that I loved it, and so I mean, everything has came against me, my family, friends, you know, jobs, economy, everything. So it's just still, you know, and people gain respect for you once they see that you know what I mean, you have a positivity. It's a positive, it draws the energy in you, everybody feels it. So you just keep going. But once you find that, you know what I mean, like, it's endless, like it's like a cloud. You just keep searching, You can find answers. You can find ways. You can find, you know what I mean, like all kinds of ways. You know, it's you know, if you're DJing, I mean, there's all kinds of music, so that's endless.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
if you
want
to be an artist and stuff, you know, it's endless. You're going to find listeners. Everybody has a different tone in their ear and stuff. So with anything, modeling, acting and stuff, it's hard. And you can't listen to what people say or the world say and stuff all the time. And sometimes it's good to listen, and sometimes it's not. Like, you have to trust it. You have to balance it out. Trust your instincts as well as, you know, listen. Listen for good information. Listen for positivity and listen for guidance and stuff. And, you know, when you don't see that, you know, follow your instincts. That's the best way to kind of get you on track and stuff. So
that's what's up. That's what's up. We're dropping these jewels again. Dropping these jewels, y'all. See, man, I'm telling you. I know I keep on saying it every time I get on a call, but I have an interview, I say it. I'll be like, I'm going to charge these people for this. I'm going to start charging people, man, for my interviews, man. Like, to listen, bro. I know that I probably won't do well, but I'm going to try at least $1 or something because, man, giving this knowledge, man. I'm trying to tell them. So let me ask you this, man. So you said, you know, you haven't got to the porn joint, so I'm going to leave that one alone. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to mess with that one. So, what's your end goal, man? Like, when it's all said and done, what do you want to say as far as, like, you know, what's your end goal? What do you want to accomplish after everything's said and done, man? At the end of the day, what you're doing.
It's more of a soul searching for me. Like, I have so much ideas and creativity, and you know, it's chaotic right now and stuff. I'm just trying to find a way to put it together and express it. My concept is, my goal is to, you know, be more into film editing, film directing, or film producing and stuff. And I just want to, you know, go hard on that and stuff. Outside of that, I want to teach, you know what I mean? It's like, once you master something, you know, you got to teach it. So I'm still learning to master, you know what I mean? My skills or, you know, my work, and then I can be able to, you know, do whatever I want with it, and then I can teach it and, you know, pass it on, pass the torch down and stuff. So that's, you know, that's the ultimate. I'm a martial artist when I be saying stuff like that. I practice martial arts, you know, that's the same kind of concept. It's like after you become one with yourself and with the world and the universe and everything, the only thing you can do now is spread it, you know. The only thing you can do is give it to somebody else.
So basically, after you take a picture, then you can beat somebody up too. You'd be like, listen, you didn't give me 50 cents, so I'm gonna have to whip you real quick one time. I want to show you something.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to Jackie Chan me or something, right? Basically, then basically.
He was like, wait a minute, hold on, I didn't say that. Well, that's sellers. Look, compared to other people, they were like, oh, you about to black Bruce Leroy or Bruce Leroy me and stuff. I was like, oh, man.
You get to get the Bruce Lee in there, you know, however you want. You know, if you want to put him in there, you go, man, Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, you know, it don't matter, man. You can be the dude up there talking to something. Yeah, you could be, I don't know, Mr. Miyagi, man. I don't know, bro. You know, you never know, man.
Nah.
You know, man, but that's good. That's a good focus, man. That's a good focus. It's definitely a good focus. I know you got to get ready to go in a few minutes. I know you have another call, but I just wanted to tell you from me and from Nothing Nice Radio and everything, and you know, good times and Illinois Film BSC. I just want to say, man, keep on doing what you're doing, and stay focused. And oh yeah, I do want to announce this too officially that, you know, Mr. CJ, he don't know it yet. I'm just telling him, and you know, we talked a little bit, but he will be doing my photos and videographies and things that I got come up in the near future. I definitely be using them. So, you know, when you see the video and they have his stuff on their logos and stuff like that, y'all already know what it is. So I'm just letting y'all know now. You know, I told you we're coming. This 2015, 2016. It's gonna be major. It's gonna be super major. Definitely super major, man. And if there's anything else as far as booking contacts or anything, man, websites you want to shout out or anything you want to say, man, you can go ahead and do it at this time too.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate it, DJ Nothing Nice. Again, anybody want to reach me, CJY Creators. It's one word straight out, C as in cat, J as in dog, Y as in young, Creators, CREATIVES. You can look me up. I'm on Facebook. It's the same. Twitter is the same. Instagram is the same. And I have a blog site, CJYCreators.blogspot.com. And everything. So if you have a Google, you know what Blogspot is and stuff. And I just have my own site and everything. It just shows some work and everything. And again, you know what I mean? If you need a photographer, videographer and stuff, you know, I try to connect with as many people as like you, DJ Night, not tonight. So
right.
That's, you know, if you just want to chop it up and talk to me and, you know, share some things, whatever, you know, or want some questions, you know, that's, I'm good with that. So
right. That's what's up. And then,
yeah.
And then now if y'all want, I got to say this too, bro. If y'all want to give the man $20,000 for the porno, then you got to talk to me first so I can, you know, get $5 and then I'll give him the rest.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
Finder's fee. I got to get my finder's fee because, you know, I got to see what you're working with first. No, I'm just joking.
You're like, I got to be there too. At the scene.
I'm like, no, you can't do it like that. We got to keep it this low. Well, man, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate it, man. Just give me your booking information one more last time, man. And then we're going to get you out of here, man, because I know, like I said, I know you got another meeting, man. So I'm going to keep it moving, man.
Okay, yeah, appreciate it. Again, cjycreatives.blogspot.com. That's my site. Or cjycreatives on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can just find me there and everything and connect to me. My number and email is all there as well. So, and again, I'm in Orlando, Florida. Shout out to North Carolina, Raleigh, 919, Charlotte, 704. You know, even on Fayetteville, 910, so all day,
okay.
North Carolina, that's my state.
Okay. So what they gonna do this year, man? Wait, you know, I gotta say this before I get off. What they gonna do, man? What Cam Newton and them boys gonna do? Because, you know, it's about that time.
I'm a Heels fan, Tar Heels fan. So,
oh,
you know, Duke
kind of. Oh, college. But I'm a Michigan fan on that. So, you know, we got Harbaugh over there this year. We got Harbaugh in the football season now, though, bro. So we good. We good this year. You know. We might win five instead of not spending any. So, you know.
I know. We'll come back. It takes a little while to get them warm up.
Oh, no, Carolina, man, is no joke, man. Yeah, because we got definitely come out there real soon, though. Got some stuff coming.
Okay.
My sister just moved up there, so I'll be back and forth, definitely back and forth to Carolina. So, yeah, that's definitely going to be a bet. But, yeah, man,
awesome.
Like I said, man, thanks again, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, man. Boy, DJ Nothing Nice Radio. Once again, shout-out to MP3 Wax. And shout-out to the main man on the line right now, Mr. CJ, man. Make sure you check out everything and do good business with the brother. You know what I'm saying? Let's show him support. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hit him up, man, you heard the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Check his stuff out. Make sure you follow him. Make sure you tweet him out. You know, repost the stuff. And please call about business. Don't be calling about no crazy stuff, man. I know I be joking stuff a lot, but don't call a man about the crazy. Don't call about 2 a.m. So I say, yeah, man, so could you give me that porno? Now, you know what I'm saying? Don't be, come on, man. Now, if you got that money now, I'm sure you deposit that PayPal in the account. I'm sure he'll take it, though. You know what I'm saying? I know he'll do that. But seriously, hell, man, shout out to everybody. Once again, CJ, man,
right.
Appreciate your time, man. You know, definitely going to do some work, some business with you. You know what I mean? Shout out to MP3 Wax, man, Good Time Cigarellos, Logo Lens, BNC Music Group, LNL Films. Shout out to all of you listeners. And like I like to say, man, stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication in anything and everything that you do, man. It's your boy, DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. We're going to be out of here like this, man. Peace.
Peace and love. Appreciate it.